After months of anticipation, the morning of the jump had finally arrived. Here I talk about my experiences of the morning of the jump up until boarding the plane. It was an incredibly foggy morning as I drove the 25 miles to the airfield. I was nervous but hugely excited, as a tandem skydive was something I'd always wanted to do, but it isn't for the faint-hearted. On arrival at the centre, I could see the hangar and buildings, but the fog was so dense I couldn't see the airfield itself. My heart sank, as there was no way we'd jump today. I was gutted, but made my way into the building anyway to find out what was happening. Once inside, I was immediately asked to sign the first disclaimer to say I wanted to jump, accepted all responsibility and had no known reasons not to. As I queued up in line to book in, there were some very scared but excited faces. We were weighed, more scary than the jump, and told to be patient as it was likely the fog would lift. Once everyone had signed in, which took about an hour, we were informed that we would have to wait for the weather reports before they made a decision on whether or not the jump would go ahead. I went outside to get a cup of tea and waited. After about half an hour, we called in groups to the aircraft hangar for the safety briefing, and this is where the reality really set in. The instructor, Ed, talked us through exactly what would happen and reassured us that our partner was experienced and that should anything happen, there was always an emergency chute. As we emerged from the hangar, the fog had finally started to lift and we were advised that the first crew would be going up in 30 minutes. As my name was called, I went over to meet my mate for the day, a guy called Shep. I put on a jumpsuit and a very unflattering helmet and he strapped me into a harness which would eventually strap to his own. It was so tight I could hardly move. We made our way over to a hut where we signed yet another form to say we were definitely happy to jump. This was it. We then walked over to the aircraft, which was a very small plane. Was I really expecting a jumbo jet? As we boarded, I more or less had to sit on Shep's lap so he could strap me to him. Once everyone was on board, 16 in total, we were off. In the next podcast, I talk about the moment of truth, the jump itself, and the exhilaration I felt.